Well, there was another allegation of rape in an Australian parliament aired yesterday. The New South Wales Labor MP Trish Doyle used the state parliamentary privilege laws to level new claims against a government politician. She told the state parliament that a sex worker had been forced into non-consensual sex by the politician. National's upper house MP Michael Johnson has identified himself as the person at the centre of this claim. He strongly denies the allegation and says he has spoken voluntarily with New South Wales police about this matter. Catherine Cusack is a Liberal MP in New South Wales. She's calling publicly for change within her own party. Catherine Cusack, welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
At the exact time you're calling for change in the party and for women to come forward and demand change, this shocking allegation has been raised in the New South Wales Parliament against a coalition colleague of yours, Michael Johnson, a claim he strongly denies. What was your reaction when you heard that?
I think many of us are just feeling punch drunk at the moment. As one kind of news story breaks after another concerning the culture of a party that we believe in, that we've worked hard for, that we want to succeed into the future for Australia's sake. Our side of politics has done a tremendous job for this country, you know, for decades now. So this can't be allowed to continue, and the people who are, I think what John Howard would have called the keepers of the key, the people who can do something to address these issues, need to get on with it and fix it.
I'm going to come back to some of your comments you've made in the last week about the Liberal Party, but just on this issue one last time with Michael Johnson, the Nationals upper house MP. As I say, he said he's devastated by the allegations and will work to clear his name. The Deputy Premier, John Barilaro, has told him to resign as Parliamentary Secretary. Police are investigating. Was this allegation known to MPs? Did you know of this?
I had no idea. I even saw him in the building yesterday. I had no idea. Fran, I'm really not sure what you want me to say about this. I don't have words for these situations. I understand that he has very strongly stated his innocence, so that process will continue, and I'm not sure what comment is appropriate from me on that one.
All right, let's go to your expressed frustration at the state of your own party. You've written this week, the Liberal Party is ruled by a factional boys' club intoxicated by power and greed. How does that manifest itself, and how has it been allowed to manifest, in your view?
It comes out of the horrendous faction wars that we had back, you know, around 2003, 2004. Prior to that, I guess I'm trying to give this message that the Liberal Party has not always been that way. This is the party of Robert Menzies and John Howard. Women have been respected in our organisation, like every other institution in the country, began going through that change in attitudes to women, making things better, wanting us to be included. And in fact, when I was a young Liberal back in the 1980s and working through my time in the party, it was actually a lot of excitement as changes were occurring. And these men, these extraordinary leaders, made women in our party feel like we had the world at our feet. That all changed with the toxic factional wars in the New South Wales division about 18 years ago. And they were very brutal. And I mean, we had meetings with people producing guns, police being called, members being abused. The whole idea was to brutalise the membership of a branch that you wanted control of and make people leave, and people did leave. We lost members in droves, and this really destroyed the fabric of the party as I knew it when I first joined. What we're now seeing here is 18 years of these sorts of behaviours and this sort of conduct being accepted in our organisation is now leading to these horrendous outcomes.
Well, you call this the New South Wales disease, but do you see this same kind of pattern and patronage at the federal level?
Well, look, the federal party is a federation of the state divisions. So I think it's important to note that these behaviours are coming out of the state divisions and manifesting themselves in Canberra. And, you know, to a certain extent, the Prime Minister can't call the shots in each of the states. His leadership needs to be with the state divisions to make this change. It was originally called the New South Wales disease because I think the Victorians said we don't want this disease to spread to us. But the fact is it's gone everywhere and it's escalated and it's just become accepted, the blind eye being turned. You cannot, and that's why I suppose I'm speaking out now, because for reasons of loyalty and unity and being good team players, we want women to be all of these things. We can cope in politics. All of those messages that we've been trying to give, suddenly it's all just been rendered irrelevant, I think, by the realisation many of us have that this is just out of control.
Well, in fact, you've called on this week for federal female Liberal MPs to speak up to the Prime Minister, tell him why people are so angry. You've suggested they're too scared to do that. What are they scared of?
Well, I think it's a career thing, obviously. Nobody wants to sit down and tell a boss that he's getting this wrong. And these are the you know, suggestions. I think the two reasons they need to talk to him is, first of all, one person, you know, trying to put this message out is not going to change a party organisation. It needs to be all of us working together. If there isn't unity amongst women in the Liberal Party, then nothing is going to change. The second reason is he clearly hasn't been getting it. And so if we're going to have confidence that the solutions he does come up with are going to work, then I think we want to be confident that he understood what the problem was in the first place.
When you say the Prime Minister clearly hasn't been getting it, I noted on the program yesterday your comments critical of some elements of his press conference this week where he went out to try and reset and reassure women that he was listening and he's heard. Were you reassured?
I believe that he's trying, but I think he needs a lot more help that he's getting at the moment, and I think women have to have the courage to step up and assist him in this matter. Because even when I say one person can't change all of this, Scott Morrison can't change all of this all by himself, it needs a concerted effort and it needs a determination and it needs work across the different divisions around Australia. Big job here, Fran, because this has been festering away for more than a decade. It's like a cancer that's gone into how the party works at an organisational level, at a state executive level, in the parliamentary office, and now we find in the highest building, Parliament House in Canberra. So this needs a concerted and determined effort, and I'm just not getting that sense that we can get that from Canberra.
In the past 48 hours, some senior female federal MPs have spoken out. Let's listen.
I've had a gutful. I have had an absolute gutful of poor behaviour towards women, and my conscience will no longer allow me to remain quiet.
As a Liberal woman here in Parliament this week, I am really disgusted and embarrassed and really feeling a fair degree of despair, as so many of my colleagues are, about what we've learnt in the last couple of days.
That's Industry Minister Karen Andrews and backbencher Senator Sarah Henderson. I wonder if you're heartened by their comments. Both also said they're open to quotas. The Prime Minister said he's open to quotas. Just finally, are quotas required for women to get more women into the party?
Definitely. I mean, but we already, if I can say this, there is already a quota system operating, but it's cooperating for the factions, not for women. I want to thank those women for speaking out, and I want to say to all my female colleagues, if you don't speak out and if this doesn't change, look at what the outcomes are. A woman has been allegedly raped because of this. People are physically intimidated, terrified, getting hurt. And this is because our silence is concealing and protecting these disgusting behaviours. So break the silence, speak up. Now is the time to make those change. And I tell you, the women of Australia are begging us to do it, and it is our responsibility to see this difficult task through.
Catherine Cusack, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Catherine Cusack is a Liberal MP in New South Wales State Parliament. And these are difficult issues, I know, for many of you. If you or anyone else you know needs assistance, there is help out there. You can call 1-800-RESPECT. That's 1-800-737-732.